Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Tonight we're going to be joined by, it's going to be people from Word of Life Church will be joining us. We had some of them here last night just for an informal get-together with some of the worship leaders, with Jason and Jackie and Judah. And there is a connecting that is happening in the Spirit, not only intercongregationally here in Niverville, but also between the native and non-native parts of the church. And I'd just like to once again welcome Wally McKay and Melanie, who are here with us this morning. And we just are so grateful you're here. If you'd stand, we just welcome you. Wally and Melanie organized a reconciliation event at the Victoria Inn in Winnipeg on September the 28th. And it was a powerful, powerful evening. And the First Nations are beginning to take the initiative in reaching out in reconciliation. And there is really only one way we can really deal with the past, as we develop relationships and go through the cross of Jesus Christ and deal with the past in a ways that we can be released into our destiny as the church from every tribe and every nation and every kindred. And so for those of you that have been here in Maranatha, we've shared a prophecy from Cindy Jacobs many times. In fact, when Elaine Caron was here with us in the year 2015, we were sharing that prophecy then already that took place in August of 2014. And I didn't realize till just this summer that Jason and Jackie were right there when that prophecy was released in 2014. And since then, you know, Brother Raymond and the Launching Place Ministry, they bear witness to this prophecy. There's something about our province here in Manitoba, in the heart of the continent, where God is releasing a prophetic people that will move out beyond the confinements where we have limited God in the past. And you'll notice how even this morning in our service, we are moving out into new areas, releasing new songs. And when we make our voice as one in agreement that God is a good God and that He is a God that blesses rather than curses, when we can come into agreement with that, we're coming into agreement with heaven. And we'll start to see heaven coming to the earth. I just like, Peter, if he just takes a minute and a half to hear this prophetic word that was given in 2014.
So this is going to be a pure jumping out there, believing God's going to meet me word. The Lord says, I'm going to bring a revival among the First Nations people in Manitoba. And Manitoba will be first, says the Lord, for the First Nations to have a revival. I am going to breathe upon the reserve, says the Lord. I am going to come to touch my people, even with justice, says the Lord. The Lord says, I'm going to raise up the finest schools on the reserve. I'm going to undo what happened even in the reserve schools. I'm bringing justice. I'm bringing restitution, says the Lord. I'm going to come, and I'm going to bring reconciliation. There has already been a spirit of reconciliation loose there in Manitoba, but God says, now I'm going to do it in a way that is greater. I'm going to cause a partnership to come, says the Lord, with the native and non-native churches. And God says, I'm going to release the prophetic word. I see a great prophetic mantle upon Manitoba. The Lord says, you're going to have the word of the Lord. And God says, but Satan has tried to build a resistance even against the prophetic. That is coming down, says the Lord. And I'm going to release the word of the Lord to the ends of the earth from Manitoba, says the Lord. Amen? Amen?
Amen. So, before I call Jason and Jackie up again, I'd like Brother Raymond, if you'd just share a few words and what you're seeing happening in the church. He just came back from the funeral of Frank Morasti, a native elder who's well respected, and there's a networking happening. And so each one of these people, like Raymond and Elisa and Fred, they're already connected to other people right across this land, and something is rising up, amen, from the inside out, that is going to, the world is going to see something very different. They're going to see First Nations people use their native drum and to be in their traditional dress, and they're going to be on national television, but this time it's going to be an honor and glory to Jesus Christ. And they're going to wonder, well, how can they worship Jesus when they equated Jesus with the residential schools? But as Cindy Jacobs' prophecy, you're going to see a reversing of that curse that has come to the residential schools, because that has probably been the number one hindrance to people opening their hearts to Jesus. And when that is broken and they see the real Jesus emerge through the church, attitudes are going to shift. Brother Raymond, just come and bring us a greeting. Anything on your heart?
Thank you, Roger. Isn't the Lord awesome? Amen? Praise God. Well, we just come back from a place called Flying Dust First Nations, just right beside the town called Meadow Lake in Saskatchewan, just by close to Lloyd Minster, close to Alberta. Anyway, what I see in the Spirit is that God is networking His people together, such as we have never seen before. This is one of the next moves of the Holy Spirit, is when He brings His body together all across the land. Excuse me. And I know that it's happening, it's breaking down racial barriers, everything that has held us back, and God is just bringing the body of Christ all together as one. Isn't that awesome, folks? This is what we're going to be witnessing. Amen. That's what I see in my spirit. That's what I'm excited about what He's doing, because I've never seen, even in the native, from the native perspective, I have never seen so many reserves of chiefs, pastors rallying together to come together as one. We have never seen that before. There's 613 First Nations across Canada. And I did a research not too long ago about how many natives are in North America. And I found out that there's 10 million roughly. There's an exact number, but I'll give you the 10 million between Canada and the United States. 10 million First Nations and Native American. But the interesting thing is many of them are of a mixture. There's people that have an ounce of blood in them, maybe 1/8, 1/16, maybe half, maybe 3/4, and they're proud of it. They're starting to come out. It has never happened before. And you know what the number is? 100 million claim to be First Nations or to have First Nation blood in them. So you put two together, 110 million of us in North America that are going to rise up in this last day to see what the revival is going to, you know, how the Holy Spirit is going to move upon the land and bring every person together. That's the body of Christ. That's the network that I see. God bless.
Amen. Yeah, so there is so much, so many relationships that are beginning to connect. And this time, it's not a movement around a one-man ministry or around the superstars. And you notice even this morning in the worship, the idea is to see every voice lifted up in praise to the living God. Your voice is important. But instead of using your voice to grumble and to complain, which keeps us in the wilderness, going around in circles, we're going to lift up our voice like the Israel did at Jericho when they made their voice as one to praise God and to declare the victory of heaven. The angels went to work, and I believe it was the angels of God that pushed down those walls, you know, that gave the Israelites the land that He had promised to their forefathers. And so I'd just like to say before I call Jason up here, Wally here is actually a grand chief. He's still a grand chief emeritus. He's been the former grand chief of the Ontario Chiefs. And to have voices like this We've been contending for this for many years, Wally. We were together at the first World Christian Gathering of Indigenous Peoples back in 1996. And it's taken some time, but there are times along the pathway you wonder, is this vision ever going to really be fulfilled? But God is restoring it in our day. That the voices are going to include every tribe and every nation being free to be authentically who they are and to release their sounds and their songs. And when we do that as one, amen, it's going to cause a shaking, the very gates of hell are nervous about this. And so it's important that we each do our part. So I know Elisa here, she was given another native drum last night. And as I call Jason and Jackie up to share a bit, I'm just going to ask them to incorporate others, and we'll end up with a song as well. So please make welcome now Jason Heisted from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll have my wife come. We do things together, yeah. Is it okay if I just stand in front of the pulpit? That's cool. I feel like more family. Well, we're Jason and Jackie. We're from Regina, Saskatchewan, and we're transitioning right now. I guess you could say we're transitioning. How many people are in transition right now? Ah, yeah, exactly. It's kind of the theme of the hour. But yeah, we're just so delighted to be here to express, and also what you're saying about flying, you know, the Flying Dust Reserve. Many years ago, 2004, I think we were with Frank, and we were in a convocation there, and it was January, and I remember because the river rose up, and it was almost touching the bank. So there's something that's like really significant about the Red River right now. I know it rose many years ago, but it's always the off season, you know. I think of Jesus when he was in the boat. It was a bad time when he showed up to help Peter out. Even though he had his eye on the storm the whole time, it was the fourth watch. It was kind of like, wait a minute, wouldn't he have come earlier instead of like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to, you know, rescue Peter? But anyway, we're just so delighted to be here. And we've been on a journey, like everybody's been on a journey. So I'm just going to quickly pray because... I just want God's words instead of mine. So, Father, thank you for this ecclesia. Thank you for today. Thank you for each and every one. Thank you that we're able to become family and to sing your song and to share your burdens and just and rejoice and help people transition and just really hear you, Papa, what you're saying in this hour, what you're saying to us, Lord, as individuals, corporately and nationally, Father. We lift up our country and our leaders and everything to the election and just everything we just give to you, Father, that we're not moved by the storm, that, you know, the government does not dictate the kingdom of God, but as God's ecclesia ruling and reigning with you because we're seated together in heavenly places above everything else, love, above all powers and principalities and rulers of this dark age, Father. No, Lord, you're the ruler and you will have your last say in Canada. From the rivers to the ends of the word, to the earth, Father, even in this place in Manitoba, Father, as we come to be the voice of your bride on that great day, Father. Thank you for the beginning. Thank you that the rivers are rising. Thank you, Papa, that the church is rising. The Spirit of God is rising. Your promises are arising, Father. Your new sound is arising, Father. Kingdom finances are arising, Father. And I thank you for the wisdom that you're giving investors. I thank you for the wisdom, Lord, that you're giving builders in the kingdom of God. I thank you for faithfulness. I thank you for everything in this land, Father, that you are calling up a remnant, Father. Just to come and worship you and be your sons. Thank you for the manifestation of the sons of the kingdom of God on planet Earth, Father, to manifest your glory and your sonship and to influence every spheres of society. In Jesus' name I pray. And I pray for each and every one that this week I give you an assignment that you will find someone you never knew before and serve them. Buy him a cup of coffee. Do something that you never, ever thought. Because I'll tell you, I would rather, I used to work a little bit in construction while we were in transition. And I tell you, I'd be out at 30 below in a blue toilet, and the wind is blowing, the toilet's almost blowing over. But you know what? I would rather be there sometimes than up here on a platform singing. And I'm not being false about that. I'm just being real, because I had some of my best days rubbing shoulders to shoulders, building something together, sweating together, and then laughing together. There's something about the harvest time when I was a little boy, when that grain is going into when you work so hard the whole year, and when the grain's going into the bin, and you get to celebrate that going to the elevator, getting that check, and then just saying, wow, God, we have so much to be thankful for. So, yeah. So I just want to give my wife a chance to speak and share her journey. We're both musicians. We're professional musicians as we were little kids. And it's a long journey how the Lord sort of put us together. But I knew Jackie. I heard her sing in Margo, Saskatchewan when I was about 12 years old. And I think I fell in love with her sound, because I never forgot her sound. My grandma happened to be, lived in the same hometown as Jackie's grandma. And it's a long story, but my parents couldn't have children, so they adopted. And I ended up being raised near Foam Lake, which is about 20 miles from Margo. So as the journey began, growing up with music, it was apparent that I could hit pots and pans and hammers when I was 3 or 4 years old. I think that's kind of a sign of your calling, hey? You know, a sign of something, right? Little kids with hammers. But anyway, it just, everything sort of transpired, and as we grew, music just became a part of my life. And I just got reunited with my biological parents about 7 or 8 years ago, find out Métis, Scottish, Levesque. And it's funny, it's kind of the same story as Isaac and Rebecca, where they met at the well. And that's kind of something where our child, we know he was conceived out of revival in Toronto. As we had Judah, where we couldn't have kids, they said, you'll never have kids. And everything that people speak against you, man, doctors, whatever, but God's word stands. And so here we are, the most unlikely, unusual. You know, weird's not in the Bible, eh? But peculiar is, you know? They call us peculiar. Well, we're supposed to be, because we're supposed to stand out. We're supposed to be different. So, and that's kind of what our music, it's different. It's, yes, I've won 7 country music awards in the Country Music Association. I've toured Europe 7 times, produced records. I lived in Switzerland for 2 months, and all those things. It was all God preparing me. I don't take that as like, you know, oh, look at me. I used to. There was a time where I wanted to go to Nashville so bad and become a, I don't know, what's that, what do you call it, a star? A star, okay. I don't know what kind of star, but you just have these desires. And then it just became where when I met Christ, he transforms you. He's still working on things. But those desires they're not it anymore. I can go to Nigeria and be in a village with my blue fiddle and have the kids coming up to you. I'd rather be out in a little village. I'd rather be with you guys on the reserve up north and loving on these people, releasing a sound and just helping one another. And I think that's Jesus. I think, you know, that like the one man show deal, like it's over. So one thing before I let Jackie speak, there's so much going on, but many of you are in a valley of decision, and I just want to say something. We have a lot of God told me, so we go and do it. But I just want you to know, the Bible says where there is wise counsel, there's safety. Even if God told you something, sometimes it's wise to wait and get around people that have wisdom, especially if you're a visionary or a marketplace person. Because sometimes you might have tried something and it failed. And it's not because it wasn't right. You know, sometimes it's timing, right? Maybe prophets, sometimes we pick up stuff and we think, well, right now is the time to go. But that's why it's built on apostolic foundation, where you have people that can help you build together. So you don't make mistakes. There's so many shipwrecks out there and people doing their own thing. And that's why for us, we're sent here. We're sent by God on our mission, on our assignment, because we're in alignment. We have relationship with many leaders across the country. And I always run it by somebody, you know, even when we're going to move to Tennessee, we're in transition right now to Nashville, and I'll let Jackie share a little bit about that. But it's just great. I just pray that you just run by something and wait on it. Don't be in a hurry. But know that that's from God. It just could be a timing thing. So I just really want to, might be someone in the room right now that might pertain to, but just give it some time. God's not in a hurry, but he is accelerating, but he's accelerating with his purpose, and that will be carried out exactly in the right time. So I just want to give you that. And my wife from Tennessee, she used to live in Nashville many years ago, and it's been a journey. She had a dream. The enemy came in, stole a lot of stuff. She had the perfect dream because it came from God, but it was timing. And I'll let you kind of explain, just whatever's on your heart. Awesome.
There it is.
Amen. Amen. I just want to greet you, and we're so thankful to be here. And I love what's spoken on the wall there, members of one another, and how it goes around that full circle, submit to one another, honor one another, greet one another, bear with one another, carry one another's burdens, live in harmony with one another, accept one another, encourage. And that's really what it's all about serving, when you just start speaking about that, Jason. But just to put everything in and suppress it in a smaller container, I was raised on a farm, and I was on the combine, on the swather. I know everything about plugging a combine, how to unplug a combine, how to put the grain in the hopper, and I was very familiar and very blessed to be raised on a farm. And knowing that God had a purpose, because the combine was my recording studio. So I wrote songs in that combine. I always had music going on. Actually, my dad went to Nashville when he was young, and he recorded some, I don't think you could find them anymore, but some 45 vinyl records, and wrote his own songs, and I think that's coming back vinyl again. So how things come full circle. But my dream was always music. My dream was always to go to Nashville, and I always pray to God. And I was raised in a Anglican religion, and I became really rebellious because that was just, it was not a relationship, it was a religion, and I really got bitter with religion. But when I'm through my journey, I was able to go to Nashville. That was my dream. All my friends got married at 16, 17. I said, nope, I want to follow my dream. And I encourage people to follow your heart. All my friends, they followed their heart, but that was not mine to get married at that time. And so I went to Nashville, went on my 88 Oldsmobile car. I filled it up as full as it could, put it D for dirt, and I was gone. Didn't know anybody. I just went on a whim by faith. And that was my best schooling. I never went to university, never went to college. I never felt that was my call. But I went to Nashville to follow my dream. And it was a school of hard knocks, I must say. I didn't know Nashville, but when I first moved in, I didn't know at the time, but I moved into the roughest part of town. It was like pit bulls running loose. There was all kinds of stuff. I stayed at a hotel that had nice pillars. It was called the Congress Inn. So I thought, this is governmental, but that was the most rowdiest hotel that I could ever stay in that east part of Nashville. But God protected me. There was fights going on. There's even some murders that happened around where I was staying. But God protected me, because I just knew God was going to be at my side. And then as time went on, I moved on, and I went to songwriters' nights. I went to everything I could to get educated, to be a songwriter, to meet people. It was a lot about networking. And I went and did all that. I was blessed to meet some very influential people in my journey. I got ripped off a couple times with people that said, oh, yeah, I'll make you a star. And my dream was to have Reba McEntire open for me. But, yeah, that was a good goal. It didn't happen. But yeah, I was able to see a lot of the stars, like Randy Travis when he was still working at, what was that place, that club he used to play, Nashville Palace. I seen Tim McGraw still, paying his dues, and a lot of artists, Ellen Jackson, all these that were starting right from the beginning, and then seeing them now was just a really good experience for me. But it came to a point where I knew God was calling my name because I didn't know Jesus relationally. I just went on my own desire of fame, wanting to be famous for me, not for God. And that took a little bit of an extra journey of hard knocks, but it needed to happen. I unfortunately became bitter in the beginning because things just weren't working out very good. But God was always with me, no matter what. Even though I wasn't serving him at that time, I knew that there was a presence of God. And I did find the Lord one day when I was walking down a street, and this woman that was on fire for the Lord took me to a service that I'd never experienced in my life. And I walked into this one church with her, and it was spirit-filled worship. And I never heard this before, but people were holding their hands up and worshiping Jesus and crying. And I was just like, wow, I don't know what this is all about, but I just trusted that I felt something. There was something different about this. And I went in, and as the worship was playing, I just started to break down and cry, like snot all over the place. I was a mess, and people are looking, and it was just like, I just couldn't help it. Just the Jesus was just touching my heart, and all this bitterness, all this stuff that was starting to come, and just, I felt like water was just washing over me, and the Lord was just washing all the hurt and the pain, and my life changed that day. And I thought, Lord, if this is what it feels like, I want to serve you and worship you all the days of my life. And that's what, it was not overnight. I still had one foot in the world, one foot in country music, and still wanting to know Jesus in a greater way. And that was a wonderful journey. And, so I just want to.
Yeah, oh, it's good. I think maybe we could just play, because we're on a journey, right? So what we just feel is we just want to share the journey that Papa God has for us and has for you as well, because God is using forerunners and pioneers in this season. And like, you know, I just found out, you know, I was up in Beauvais, Saskatchewan, and I was honored, and I didn't know what this was going on, but this was last January, and someone, a chief there, gave me a golden eagle feather. And an eagle feather that passed away by not man. It was just, and he just felt there's something different about you. Cause I started to cry with them about their land, and I just was invited there with my dad. My biological dad was a social worker. And anyway, he worked in the north for years, 25 years in Saskatchewan. But anyway, just real quick, the native part is so key because God had given me this feather, and the chief, he just prayed over me and released a blessing. And I was like, God, like, I don't even understand this. So dad and I were driving back from Beauvais, and he says, I've worked here for 25 years, and you come here for one day and you get a golden eagle feather and you get another feather. Like, you know how big that is? And I was just like, I couldn't even talk, you know? So I know that I know there's a destiny and a call. And as I've been finding my heritage, and you know, I can sing with you. I could just jump in. Last night when you two were singing, I could just jump in with that because, you know, I can't wait. So anyway, all that to say is we're on a journey. So if we could play maybe that clip of Cindy Jacob, because in the Bible it says that we're supposed to make God famous. Whether you're an investor, whether you're a carpenter, whether you're a plumber, how do you make him famous? Well, become famous. What does that mean? Be the best plumber. Be the best at what you do. And you're going to stick out. You're going to stand out. What's different? Well, Niverville, this church came and served. They came and served. You delivered, you were helping with food, and you were paying for things. And I'll tell you, we just came from Kindersley. That does something in a city when you're able to serve. And that's what we need to do. We should be building the streets and then having them go, hey, what can I do for you guys? And Kindersley, we met up with an apostle there just, last year. And anyway, they went out and they rented a school, playground or whatever with the football field. And they brought in 20 tents and they opened it up to the whole town. And we played some music there in the background. And I'll tell you, the mayor came and was like, wow, this is what you guys did. Like, now they want to get behind them and help them. So that's the power of serving, you know, whatever. We go to casinos and we play and we'll take the worship out of the four walls and we'll just start singing the song of the Lord. We could be singing about a truck and the anointing comes, you know, they're getting pulled off the machines. They're crying like, like that's where we're going. That's the apostolic sent ones. So if we could have you play the Cindy Jacobs word over us. It was in there last night. So I think the man that was there last night, he played it last night. It's on your computer back there. Maybe if you can get that ready. But yeah, so we're on the journey. We're on the journey. Being famous for God. Being famous for God. So whatever storm, and there is a you in the hat. Yes, you. There's a call on you. You're set apart. There's the rhythms of heaven in you. And you just wonder sometimes where you all fit. And it's like God is saying you fit, that you belong, that you have an expression. And don't be afraid to be different. And don't be afraid to stand out. And list loves your heart. Honor your parents. Do your best to listen. But you got a real good call of God in your life. And just want to bless you because I've seen you just moving in the worship. And I was just like, I could see some folks what God was doing. So really, you're valued. Don't be afraid to dream and write it down. Write the vision down, and I'll tell you, it'll come to pass. There's a secret there. When people, millionaires, write out their vision, it comes to pass because they wrote it down. It's a supernatural thing that happens. Write everything down. Be detailed. You're a detail kind of guy. Write it down to the every detail, whatever it is. So I just bless you on you on that. So, yeah.
Oh, no, this thing. Well, we just, our hearts are to change an industry. We've been for the Lord Jesus. Jason and I, we were lead worshipers at Lighthouse to All Nations Church in Regina for 14 years, but all the while knowing that God was calling out to the marketplace and how to change and influence people that go to Tim Hortons or McDonald's. They may never face a church, maybe never come into a building, but we're being trained to go out there to make a difference, to touch people's lives, and doing it through music. And like as Jason shared, with going to the casinos and going out to the places where not many people want to go, and to be a light. And so our call right now, we're just actually on our way to Nashville, Tennessee, because how God works sometimes full circles, and it's a season thing. When I went the first time, it was a season, I think, just for my school. But now, this is a season of influencing the kingdom out in the marketplace. And we're seeing things that are happening in Nashville right now where there's a lot of musicians, worship leaders, people that have a song, and they're all going to Tennessee right now. And they're releasing something that we know God is going to start changing an industry with a voice, with a sound that we never heard before. And once it starts there, then it'll start opening up because the Lord just said, you have to go to an industry. And where we were in Regina, it's a government town. And there's a lot of great government things happening there, but the music, not yet, is really a place that God is moving in that area. But the prophetic is. You know, there's a lot of things that the Lord is doing there, but we're called to do a call in the music city and the industry. And there's many songs that we have written to touch people that are hopeless, people that are hurting, people that lost everything. And through a song, it could change. It could touch their hearts. They could relate to it. And we recently released a song we want to release on the radio, and it's called Coming Out of the Wilderness, or Coming Out of the Desert. And when we release that and sing that song, it's God moves to people because they could relate to the dark of going through the pain, but all of a sudden there's a ray of hope, and even a raindrop can change the atmosphere. And so songs like that are being released in this hour. And it's touching the nations. It's touching every person. Doesn't matter what color you are, what vehicle you drive, no matter what, God is touching people through the song and through the sound.
And it's like for Manitoba, it's a first. It's a first time. It's a first. There's many firsts that are going to come out of Manitoba. And just when we were in the Galilee in Israel, you know, with Arnit and Yanit. I mean, there is a sound that was released there, but it's the lowest part. And if you can get into the bowels of the earth, like in the Galilee, after we released that sound, there were so many birds there was a scattering. We definitely, you know, scattered something in the spirit there. So It was really, really powerful in Israel. And, so I think we should do a song. And, we just want to release that. I'm going to get to the keyboard.
Awesome.
Just before you sit down, you were saying that there are people even from Bethel and that are now going to Nashville to record songs that are getting into secular radio.
So our friend, I have a friend that I played with years ago. He's a steel player for Brad Paisley. And so he came and met me. We recorded a song in Nashville in July, and everything just came to us. And there's just so many people. We got offered a place to stay for 6 months, working on a B2 visa right now. So we're just going by faith. When Abraham left God said, I'll tell you what to do when you get there. So God is really calling people to walk on the water, to step out in radical obedience, because he'll meet you there. But yeah, it's getting these songs out to change. We got to get on the media. Songs you're going to write, they got to get out onto the airwaves, you know. We can't be another Bethel. We love Bethel, but we have to have our own songs. And Manitoba has a sound, and I mean, the First Nations are leading the sound. And that's what we're just coming alongside to serve that, to bring that expressive to the light, because that's what God wants right now. Whether we go to Africa or wherever we're sent, you know. Yeah. So
when we heard some of those sounds at the reconciliation event from the native community, new songs, powerful, powerful. Fred has some of it on his iPhone. That other recording now, they were just wondering in the back, yeah. Which email was that sent to?
It was the media one. There's a gentleman there, I can't remember.
Joel, yeah.
Joel, yeah. I think it was sent to him, and then he emailed it to here, and we played it here last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's okay.
Why don't you just now carry on then, and
sure.
We will...
Yeah, I want to hit this thing. Yeah, I really feel just to bring your song and just come alongside and to release a sound. And I just see you in Daniel, the book of Daniel, like you're set apart, and there's so much wisdom on you too, on the book of Daniel in this season. Daniel chapter 9 and 10 is so pivotal for you. You just have so many secrets of the kingdom, and God's going to give you wisdom and even greater revelation of the dreams you're getting and just things that he wants to do. And God's saying to go back to old relationships, because there's some there that are going to, there's something that happened in your life way before, and God's bringing it up to the forefront. So just see the relationship. You'll know, oh, okay, this is why, you know, so really feel that influential. I just wish I had a gift for you guys and a gift for you, but just want to honor you and thank you for what you're doing in Manitoba and in the nation, and know that you're making a difference. Know that you're doing something. You might not see the fullness of it yet, but you're doing something. And we just want to come alongside you and just pray for you. And we just stretch our hands forth to these two and you guys too. And we just say, Papa, we thank you. We thank you for true fathers and mothers on this land, God. We thank you for apostolic alignment and authority, Father. We recognize the authority and the call on them, Father. And Lord, let the scrolls of heaven and Lord, the kingdom of God, more angels be loosed over them, Father. More angels to be dispatched over them for more protection, for every dream and vision, for every part of their family that's not saved yet, Father. God says by the cleanness of your hands, they will be saved. Your hand, you're going to have generations after you to keep on with the torch. You're raising up sons and you're raising up daughters. You're going to raise them up to influence, to be voices that'll hear and carry out God's command and God's authority over the land and over many nations. This is just the beginning of what I'm doing in your life. But no, you will hit the mark. You're hitting the mark. And God's saying, just listen for my whisper. Listen for my whisper. I just bless you too. I just wash your feet in the Spirit. Yeah. And the new sounds and the new songs over you, where you thought it was over, where the drought, God's bringing you into a new place where I see green, where I see milk and honey, where I see it all flowing, where you're wondering when. And I just bless you too and what you carry And it's more than just music. It's discipleship. It's transformation. It's loving people. And God says sometimes you're going to feel like you've been put on a shelf. And God says, no, there's other nations that are coming alongside and other people that are going to come alongside to build on what you're already building, on your sound and even what you're doing in the natural, Father. And I just thank you for these two, Father, just like two silver trumpets, just blowing the trumpet of the Lord, just blowing over their offerings, over their seed, over their first fruit, Father. We call it all blessed that they're going in and going out. And Father, you're going to send them out and send them back, Father. Many assignments, but not to take on too much. It's like go out and then come back in, rest, and go out, come back in and rest. Lord, thank you for the oil that is burning so bright on these two. And we release the sound together in one accord in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for their young ones. We just speak increase. Increase on every side. Increase on every side. No more hope deferred. It's over. No more hope deferred. You're going forward in the calls and purposes of God. And Lord, let people come alongside these people to hold up their hands, not just say we love you, not just say we bless you, but Lord, let there be even finances laid to the vision, Father. Let there be some more released to them, Father, for what they're going to do and the influence they have. The influence they have. And a city standing on a hill. A city of light that's standing on a hill, a voice, a sound, a place where people will gather. And God wants you to take the worship even more out onto the streets, and he wants you to turn it up. Where it says turn it up to 10, no, God wants you to turn it up to 12. 12. Governmental. Governmental, not apologizing. Just showing up and you don't apologize. You are bold as a lion on the inside. Thank you for a father. Thank you for everything. A pastor's heart, but one who prophesied, one who teaches, one who evangelizes. There's so much on the inside of you. And I just feel like expansion that even there's business, that there's a business, something that's going to come alongside you and help you to establish your business. And you'll have, send them the Jonathans, Lord. Send them the Barnabases, Lord, that'll come alongside and take the weight off, God. Whoa. And the pressing has been wow. And God is so pleased with the aroma of the, it's like a crushing kind of that you've been through. And God is so pleased with that. But you're a voice and you're a trumpet and you will hit the mark and you will hear. And there's many people that are cheering for you that you haven't even met yet and God's going to put in your path. So I just bless that on you, brother. I just bless it on you. Yeah, it's so good. Go ahead if you have anything. Oh, yeah. Did you guys get that file by chance? Yeah, no, okay, that's fine. That's okay. Papa's in control, hey? We don't have to be in a hurry or what are we going to speak or, you know, it's like, so I just maybe feel it's a good time to, would you guys lead us in a song? Would you guys feel comfortable leading us in a song? Would that be okay? Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I gotta.
Yeah, they're going to do a presentation of the drum right now. I'd like to mention at this reconciliation event on September 28th, one of the other First Nations ministries that was totally into this and a part of that rally was Howard Jolly and his wife Karen, who are with the Rising Above Ministries, and they are very much a part of this now. And so there's a unity coming even from within the First Nations, as well as unity between First Nations and other ethnicities. So, that's somebody who lives right here in Niverville, Howard Jolly, and what a great evening we had with them, a part of that service. So, okay, we'll just let. Let them release their drum number. Yeah. Do you want to say something?
Where's the lady there that was here last night?
Which one?
The one with her eye was smaller than the other. Is she gone?
Yeah, she might have been from another church. Yeah.
No, she was here.
Oh,
she
okay.
She was flagging.
Oh.
But get an elderly woman and a younger woman.
Okay.
An elderly woman and a younger woman.
Okay. All right. Is Ruth Brown still here? Oh, yeah. I wonder if you can come up. Is this the one you're referring to? Ruth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you have a younger woman as well. That they can play this drum here, okay? Yeah. All right. Do you want to be a young woman or an older woman? He said, somebody, yeah, Denise, okay, that'd be good. These are our two flaggers, okay. If you can play this drum, okay? Okay. Raymond?
We need our pastor. We need the guitar. Jason's going to do some percussion. Yes, you can record. Can Alisa use your guitar? While it's plugged in? Okay. This presentation here we're going to do is a song that we had recorded on the album that Wally McKay was the executive producer. He got us to do this CD, and it's part of what people are starting to refer to as the new sound from the First Nations people. And the project came together because it is our way of reaching out to our people and to everyone in general. And if everyone could please, if you want to, we ask you to stand. If you want to come forward, please do. The flaggers, you can flag. Just go all out in the Spirit of the Lord.
Well, all the nations, every tongue, every tribe. Let's go and release. We're going to... The Great I Am. If you could put the Great I Am. Thank you, sound men, and all you do. Can't do this without you. It's all working together. Thank you so much. Yes. We're going to release the sound. When we went to Israel, actually, I think this is the first day of Feast of Tabernacles today. And I was fortunate enough to go at that time in Israel, about 4 years ago. And if we really knew how Canada was honored in Israel, it says when you bless Israel, you will be blessed. When we went there, we went to bless Israel. And when we said we are from Canada, they were just crying. They were crying in the streets. They were saying, Canada, you actually, you are for us? And we are. Canada is for Israel. And that's why our nation is so blessed. And we continue to pray that Canada will always stand politically with Israel, because Canada will always be even greater blessed. Starts with the key. Shake before him.
The demons run and flee at the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell that any can stand before the power and the presence of the great I Am. The great I Am. Great I Am. You're the great I Am. Great I Am. Great I Am. Hallelujah. Holy, holy. God Almighty. You're the great.
The cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord cries out to the deep. Voices of thunder. Oh, the sound of the Lord. The sound of the first. The sound of an army. The sound of an army going to war. The sound of an army. Sound of an army. It's time to take your orders from the Lord. The sound of an army. The sound of an army. The sound of an army. Releasing assignments. Sound of an army. Sound of an army. It's breaking. It's breaking everything. Break through.
The sound of the prophets, the sound of prayers and intercession. It's the sound of an army, it's the sound of the nations coming together in Manitoba. The God of glory thunders. I hear the God of glory thunders in this land. Hear the sound of the God of glory. Manitoba. Oh land, hear the word of the Lord.
far as I know, this is the first time that these two have ever sung together. But imagine what this symphony of worship will become as we each lift up our voice that is authentically a part of who we are. When I was in Israel about 15 years ago, we had a couple of First Nations guys from Pukkudawagan who sang a song with a native drum in the Cree language. And a Jewish nurse came to me and said, "I know what those guys are saying." She said, "They're singing to the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is yet to come, the great I am." And what's going to happen, what people are telling us in Israel, that so let's walk this journey together, and God's going to reveal who I am is, that his name is Jesus. But they're saying, let's walk this journey together. And you can go anywhere to a Arab audience or a Jewish audience or a Bedouin audience and release this music. And they will say, yes, this is authentic. We don't mind you talking about Jesus as long as you're authentically who you are. So be sure and come back tonight at 6 o'clock, and many of you as can join us as possible. I'm just going to close in prayer now, and then we'll look forward to continuing this evening at 6 o'clock. Thank you, God, for each one that's been here this morning, and that we are seeing, as you said, you would do a new thing, that even now it would spring forth. This new thing would not be something imposed from the outside, but it would spring forth from within the hearts of the people of all nations. And you said, "This people who I form for myself, they shall declare and they shall proclaim my praises." We thank you. This is what you're doing on the earth today, and this praise is rising up from within every nation until it fills the earth. So we give you honor and praise now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.